So I have a bunch of weird things to talk about. Let's just start and see what happens. Mm-hmm. Irina was just telling me to talk about some of the old breakfast stories I used to have. And I had one the other day, earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. I just can't quite remember exactly what the guy said. So I eat at these diners where cops eat, folks with middle class folks eat, right? Mm-hmm. And so one of them, there's tons of strollers. People come in with, I don't mean kids, mm-hmm. I mean like old folks with the strollers and mm-hmm, stuff. Mm-hmm. Once I couldn't get out because there was like an army of strollers blocking both aisles, mm-hmm. right? So it's affordable but delicious. Anyway, and there was this like middle class family, but when I say family, it's not young kids. It's like old grown up kids and really old dad. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about Trump, right? And they're not, obviously not political at all. You can tell from their conversation, you know. So apparently I do a lot of eavesdropping mm-hmm. at these diners. Anyway, and the guy, the young guy started saying to his mom and dad, like young, I mean like he was probably 45.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. he's like, I think this Trump guy's lying, uh-huh. right? And then I forget, oh, I'm so frustrated, I forgot which thing he was referring to, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. But like, that's how I know we've begun to turn a corner.
I don't know.
So we'll no, this is my anecdotal bullshit, mm-hmm. which turns out to be right 90% of the time, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. So like when I was in Ohio and I walked around and I'm like, and I did that video that Real Clear Politics ran and stuff, it was a Facebook Live video in my hotel, I'm like, no one here is voting for Hillary, no one. He's like, I didn't ask them if they were voting for Hillary, but I walked around, I saw them, I interacted with them. I'm like, they're pissed. They're not in any kind of Hillary mood, establishment mood. Nobody thinks that everything is fine, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I did the video like, oh shit, I think Trump's gonna win. That was right before the RNC, right? So don't dismiss my anecdotal bullshit, okay?
Yeah, I'm not, well, okay.
okay. So when I start hearing folks, regular folks in diners, and it's LA, so it's not that right. Like if it was Nebraska, it'd matter more, right? Mm-hmm. But starting to say like, I think this Trump guy might be full of shit. Mm-hmm. Corner, meet Trump, okay?
I freaking hope so. I mean, we'll see, but I hope you're right.
Yeah, and this firing Comey. Yeah, the trolls and the right wingers and stuff, they'll put on a brave face. But again, I think I feel like middle America is like, wait a minute, that one doesn't look good, right? You fire the guy investigating you, I'm not an idiot, I kind of know what's going on. And then you tell me you did it to protect Hillary, oh come on dude, fuck off, mm-hmm. right? So we'll see. I think he's on borrowed time.
Yeah.
Like I'm on a warpath lately, talk about it on the show, I talked about it on Old School last night, and this is my central thesis, and I'm now worried that I'm saying too much that I'm annoying you guys, but my central thesis is he's too stupid to not get caught.
Okay. Yeah, look, I agree with you on that. I'm just, people get really excited, people on the left get really excited at the thought of him getting impeached. And don't get me wrong, I hate the guy and I think he's disastrous, but what are you getting excited about? Pence is horrible and Pence is way savvier. The thing that keeps getting Trump, or at least the thing that keeps stopping Trump from implementing some of his policies, is that he has a big mouth and he's not savvy, he's not tactful, right? So like the Muslim ban is my favorite example, right? Because he starts the conversation with publicly stating over and over again that he wants to ban all Muslims. And then he, you know, does this travel ban and he's like, no, it's not unconstitutional because I'm not trying to ban Muslims, I'm not targeting a specific religion, it's just a travel ban, right? But no, but you had tweeted about it, you talked about it, while you were campaigning, Giuliani talked about it. So like, he's such an idiot that because he's an idiot, all of these disastrous policies will not get implemented. With Pence, he's not an idiot. I hate the guy, but I think he's way smarter. And he's politically savvy, so I don't know. I feel like he would be much worse in some ways.
Yeah, I hear you on that. So I have strong opinions on that. Strong opinions, mm-hmm. Thank you. I think that if they get Trump to resign, he won't get impeached. Mm-hmm. He'll run before that happens, right? If they get Republicans join the Democrats and force them to resign because they fear for their seats and yada yada, I think that the Republicans are going to be worse off with Pence because he has the same shitty ideas and policies, but with none of the so-called charm and none of the populism. So, and they'll have just pissed off their base so fucking badly by dumping Trump. They won't have their base, they won't have any of the left, and they'll have lost the middle. And so, and like there's this feeling, you know, it's old ideas die hard, right? So people who think they're wise will still say stupid shit like this in Washington. All politics is local. Yeah, Tip O'Neill said that in the 70s, dude, when there was no fucking internet. All politics was local because you read your local paper because you didn't have a fucking choice. And you watched your local news dude with the fucked up coiffed hair because he was the only show in town. That's why all politics was local. Mm-hmm. There's a thing called the internet now. All politics are not local, they are national. And they move at lightning speed. So the Republicans are holding the House, so maybe the Democrats can chip away at it. There's no chipping away, man. Every election is a tidal wave. Mm-hmm. And it's see, and it goes back and forth, back and forth. Oh my God, the Republicans are going to have a permanent majority, they said after Bush, right? And then it turns out not so permanent, giant wave in 06 for the Democrats. And then a giant wave back for the Republicans in 2010.
Yeah.
And it's getting, the cycles are getting quicker and quicker and quicker. I just, 2018, I think they are going to get brutalized because the every year, every day the internet is around, more people get more information from it. And they're starting to wake up to what the Republican Party is. Mm-hmm. And Trump is like at best in the high 30s in approval rating. We've gotten used to it, and he won the election when he was around there. So we just think like, oh, that's okay. It's not okay. That's a really bad approval rating for a president, really bad. Mm-hmm. Obama dipped there once and then got the fuck out of there and finished at above 50%. And when Obama got to like mid 40s, they were like, whoa, that's terrible, terrible, right?
Right.
And Trump is at 39 at the best poll, 36 and dropping in other polls. No, man, there's a however you want to say it, political slaughter, tidal wave, etc. Mm-hmm. So Pence, if we have 3 years of Pence or 2.5 years of Pence, we're going to win at least 42 states in 2020 in the presidential election. Mm-hmm. 42 states, hear me now, quote me later.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, as you say, that's impossible. Look at all those red states in the middle, right? Forget Wisconsin and Michigan. How the hell are you going to move all of those red states? You know that knucklehead Trump? He's going to frame the electoral map, the one that shows all the red and blue, but it's done at a local level.
Yeah.
So it has all the middle of the country's red, right? He's such a child. That's why he's now doing a commission on whether Hillary Clinton actually won the popular vote. Because he keeps looking at that map going, well, I don't know, I don't get it, it's all red. No, but you moron, in the blue parts, there's tons of people, right? And so, but he's so stupid. He's like, I don't get it, it's all red. I must have won the popular vote, it's all red, right?
God, he's so dumb.
He is so fucking dumb. So all that red, I'm telling you, 40, hear me now, quote me later, 42 states. That's my over under for the Democratic Party in 2020. Ben and I, after old school, we had plenty of political discussions last night on old school. Mm-hmm. And then after old school, we continued for like another 35, 40 minutes. And I love Ben, and we agree a lot, and we disagree a lot, and all, you know, in the family, and it's, you know, like, because I say that now, you guys all know that you're all TYT members, but like on the internet now, you can't just disagree among friends.
Right.
Everything has to be a blood feud.
Right.
And everything's a conspiracy, and you meant to murder that person, and then somebody else paid you to destroy their career, or whatever the fuck is going on, right?
Right.
So like when Ben yelled at me like a couple months ago, and the right wing were like, aha, right? No, aha, we've been yelling at each other for 15 straight years.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's still talking about Cory Booker. There's no Cory Booker. There's no fucking Cory Booker. Now I'm not sure it's Elizabeth Warren even has a chance, right? I don't know. But now she's on the bubble, right? Mm-hmm. There ain't no Sherrod Brown. There ain't no Al Franken. None of that stuff's going to happen. It's not like they're old school politicians. Even Franken is. Mm-hmm. Even if you like their politics and they're generally progressive, right? It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. But again, I'm not Steve Harvey. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Ben's right, right? Mm-hmm. But I doubt it. So it's exciting times, man. Like Mark Twain, as one of the best quotes of all time, which I will now butcher in my attempt to paraphrase it. Change happens really gradually, and then all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. Okay. And 2018 is going to be pretty fucking big, and 2020 is going to be all of a sudden.
I hope so. In the right direction.
Yeah. If anything is possible, and the possibility even exists that I might not be right. Even that's possible. But you know in your heart I am. So as bad as these times are, and yes, in policy, in the consequences that it has, in the effects that it has, it is still going to be a brutal next 3.5 years. And they could trigger something deadly and disastrous at any moment and screw up the whole world, get a lot of people killed and destroy the global economy. All that is still possible. I'm not telling you that's not possible, it's totally possible, right? But electorally speaking, blue as far as the eye can see. Is that blue I see? And the answer is yes, it is. And hopefully the right kind of blue, otherwise they'll fuck it up.
Yeah, exactly.
JustDemocrats.com. Okay, guys, we'll see you tomorrow.